It's just gone a quarter past ten. I've two young people here in the studio who I'm absolutely convinced will be getting all the guidance they absolutely need when it comes to valuable life skills. Gerard Duffy and Dominica Paul. You're very welcome, team. Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
No, well, thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Dominica, you're with which school?
St. Joseph's College.
St. Joseph's College, that's in the Ravenhill Road area of Belfast. And Gerard, you're with?
The Belfast Boys Model.
The Belfast Boys Model, Ballyselling Direction, okay. And there are many people involved in, I suppose, the guidance of young people through the education system. And they want their children to, or those they've responsibility for, to be able to write a CV, to develop their interview skills. Are you getting guidance on that through business in the community in the school, Gerard?
Oh, well, every Friday, my school has a careers class that lasts for 40 minutes. So that really teaches us how to write a CV, how to write a personal statement. So it helped me write my CV, even though I did have help from my mum to write it as well. So,
but when you set out, obviously your mum was going to give you some guidance, but when you set out to prepare a CV, it's probably 40 years from I wrote one, you know. Like, what is a young fella your age have on a CV?
Well, so my school also does like work experience, because we have a teacher that we can sign up for work experience. I've done a tiny bit of it with Seagate. So I put that on it. And then I would say I've played football. I was the vice captain. I'm a goalkeeper. I've got good communication. Like, I try to get everything on it I can.
Yeah, and, you know, to have been in with Seagate at a young age, yeah, that jumps off the page, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it was like a virtual one. But it was still good. I still learned a lot from it, like, so.
Yeah, and in this day and age, virtual link-ups, that to me is more of a challenge than going face-to-face and working on a shop floor somewhere. If you are doing it online, if you're able to communicate and to engage someone through the smallest of cameras, there's an additional skill in that.
Yeah, I like the face-to-face rather than the virtual, because you can actually look into their eyes and see that they're just talking to you or a group, because it's not as good as virtual, I think.
What sort of ambition do you have?
Like, what do I want to be in the future? I want to be an environmental engineer.
Well, there's certainly the sort of game that's going to be developing. There's no question or doubt about it. But you immediately come across, if I was employing someone, I would be drawn to your presence here. Just, you know, to the way you communicate, the way you speak to me. It's a real skill. It's a real skill to have. And Dominica, you're impressed by that, are you?
Yeah.
And within your school, within your college, are these skills being developed too?
Absolutely. We've got a careers class as well once a week for an hour. And then we also have enrichment, and that's where Emma came in. So we'd have different groups coming in and teaching us about different things. And Emma and Barclays came in, presented us with a six-week programme, an hour a week, and we developed a bunch of different skills. One skill that Emma definitely focused in on was finance. I think that's very important for our age group now as well. A lot of us were thinking about moving out, going to uni, living by ourselves, and you don't even realise how much goes into that. Bills, housing, everything. So I think it's very important that we get taught these things at an early age.
You know, I have to give you credit as well, because nowhere during the conversation to this date did I make any reference to the principal sponsor. You were able to weave that in naturally. You guys have already conquered it. You know, I'm glancing up the corridor, presuming that my bosses are listening. They mightn't let you back out of the building. They could be offering you a job straight away. So communication skills, absolutely, 100%. And you're developing a talent that I wish I had when I was your age. You know, it's just such a brilliant skill. Brilliant talent that you have. And of course, Barclays are playing a major role in all of this, as indeed is business in the community. Emma Morrison, who's the education manager. Good morning, Emma. You must be impressed by the work that's been done in the schools.
Totally impressed. And even hearing Dominica and Jared speak today, really impressed with how they're coming across. I absolutely love going into the schools and seeing the development of the young people. It's such a fantastic programme. And there are such a range of subjects that we can cover. And as the guys are saying, you know, really focusing in on CV, interview skills, really preparing the young people for their future in the world of work. And then also really focusing on the finance skills, like especially for those that are going to be thinking about moving away from home. And something I would have really benefited when I was at school.
whenever you go to a classroom, you'll see a mix of talent within an environment, won't you? There'll be a cohort who are confident, chirpy and forward thinking, and there'll be other children who are more reticent. But that's just natural progression, isn't it? Some are more advanced than others.
Totally natural. And the beauty of this programme is we would be in, and because we've been operating since 2017 and we're in the same schools year in, year out, we have seen the development of the young people. So we may have started working with a young person when they were in year 8 or first year, back in 2017, and now we're seeing them actually when they're about to leave school, and it's just amazing seeing their development through that time.
And if a school isn't at this moment, and I know 21,000 young people have been supported by this programme, if a school isn't embracing it at present, how do they find out more? How do they get business in the community on board?
They can contact me. I can give them all the advice and guidance around the programme. We have schools that are eligible and that we work with them, and then they come to us and we work with them to develop the programme dependent on their year group. But all my details are on the business community website, and by any means, any school, any teacher can contact me.
Well, it's the sort of training that, as I say, to the younger ones here in this studio that I'm in, it's the sort of development, encouragement I would have dreamt of whenever I was 16, 17, 15, 16 years of age. Thankfully, it's well and truly up and running now. Emma, thank you for joining us this morning. Emma Morrison is the Education Manager with Business in the Community. And thank you to Dominica and also to Jared. Listen, lovely having you in the studio. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you indeed. The future is bright. The future is St. Joseph's College and the Boys Model.